This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. North Carolina public teachers will enter 2020 with no new pay raises. That's after a little back and forth between the Democratic governor and the Republican-led General Assembly. They couldn't reach a compromise before the end of their legislative session. So what does that mean for life inside and outside the classroom? Well, here's Jordan High School teacher Jonathan Plesser at a protest last month.
So my sign says I did the math. Kids are greater than corporations. NC General Assembly, do your job.
Well, aside from teacher paychecks, other classroom and education funding is in limbo, including money for construction projects and supplies to support curriculum changes. WUNC's Cole Del Charco has been following the story. He's the Fletcher Fellow for Education Policy Reporting and joins us now. Hello, Cole.
Hi, Frank.
Tell us how we got to this point. Remind us about the kind of legislative back and forth that brought us to this point.
Right. So at first, teacher pay was tied to Medicaid expansion. You know, it was caught up in this budget that the governor and legislature were trying to pass. They went back and forth on it, and no one could really agree. Eventually, the legislature came to this point where they started passing mini budgets, which is kind of this new term to say that they were trying to pass individual parts of the budget so that way they could get it through and make it a law. But teacher pay was never something that made it all the way through. It was passed by the legislature, made it to the governor's desk, and he vetoed it because he didn't like how much they wanted to raise.
All right, and talk about the details of the proposal that the Republican legislature did pass. Talk about that pay raise.
Yeah, so Republicans passed a 3.9% pay raise for teachers. The governor wanted about 9%, and so whenever it came to his desk, he decided to veto it.
All right, so there you go. The governor's saying it's not enough, which teachers might like, but the fact is when he vetoes it, they get nothing. So the question is, how have North Carolina teachers responded to what's been going on?
Teachers in North Carolina can't strike, so they've been kind of trying to find other ways to express their, I guess, displeasure at not getting a raise. There have been these things called walk-ins where teachers have been going outside of classes before school starts and protesting, you know, holding signs and saying that they want more funding, you know, they want higher salaries.
And obviously this is a lot of political maneuvering going on. As you say, the big budget, if they had passed an entire budget and it had been signed, the real sticking point was Medicaid expansion. The governor, of course, wanted to expand Medicaid. The Republicans didn't want to in the way that he did. So the whole budget is held up. Little pieces, as you just said, were passed. So the Republicans try to put the governor in a bind. We're going to pass pay raises for teachers and make you veto them. He says they're not enough. Now the question is, who are they blaming? Who are teachers blaming? And I know you talked to a number of teachers, and I want to listen to a clip of one of the teachers you spoke with. It's Andrew Summers. He's a career technical education teacher at Jordan High School in Durham.
When Democrats are in power, teachers got screwed. Republicans in power, teachers get screwed. People have to be aware of that. It's a culture of just take teachers and public school for granted. They got to stop. I've never demonstrated before. I'm here now.
That's Andrew Summers, a teacher at Jordan High School in Durham. I'm talking with WUNC reporter Cole Del Charco. So there, a pox on both of your houses. But generally speaking, I know you've talked to a number of teachers. Where do they see the blame for this impasse?
Well, there was actually, you know, I was trying to figure out what do teachers really think. There hasn't been any sort of formal poll or official, you know, temperature test for how teachers are feeling in general. And so I'm part of this big teacher Facebook group, and I just sent out a poll and said, hey, I'm a reporter trying to figure out who do y'all blame for not getting a raise? And so some of the options I put were the governor, the legislature, and, you know, Senator Phil Berger, who's that Republican leader of the legislature. And a number of people responded, you know, a majority of people who responded to that poll said that they blamed the GOP leader, Senator Berger, more than anyone else. And there was actually no one who responded to the poll who blamed Cooper directly. You know, I spoke with a bunch of teachers and really kind of in general, I would say people blame, you know, if they blame Cooper, they blame him along with the legislature. Or they blame Berger and Republicans directly, but I couldn't actually find many teachers of the many I spoke with who were willing to blame Cooper only.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, when the governor announced that he was going to veto that provision or that bill that included the 3.9% increase, he was flanked by the head of the North Carolina Association of Educators to suggest that educators were behind him on that. And you have a clip from, I know you talked with an organizer for the NCAE, Todd Warren, a Guilford County district leader.
Governor Roy Cooper could call for a special session or, you know, but even if he does that, then the legislators have to come back and negotiate a budget in good faith. You know, we're still holding out for that opportunity. They say they're going to return in January. I think that's too long. We want to see that, you know, happen before the holidays and the winter break for them to make good on what really should have been done in July or August of this year.
Todd Warren, Guilford County District Leader for the North Carolina Association of Educators. Where does North Carolina stand in as far as teachers' pay nationally? Where do we rank?
Well, last school year we ranked at 29th nationally. We don't really know where we stand yet this year. Those numbers will be out in the spring, and that number comes from a National Association of Educators. The National Educators Association, which runs that study every year.
All right. So what about this? What does it mean for teachers? I mean, what have they been telling you apart from where they see the responsibility for not getting a raise? What does it mean for them personally going into this year without a pay raise?
Yeah, so they're just continuing to teach, showing up to schools every day, and they were very expectant and I think hopeful of getting what seems, you know, that Republicans and Democrats in the state both have a value for, which is raising teacher pay. But, you know, they're still waiting for that. They get the step raises, which means, you know, most teachers are getting around 1%. It's actually more complicated than that. But depending on how many years you've been serving, you get a pay raise. But they were hoping for something more. And so now they're just kind of in limbo, waiting to see, will they get back compensation for the months they've been teaching so far this year? Will that be raised, or are they just going to continue to get what they're getting?
I'm talking to Fletcher education reporter Cole Del Charco today on the state of things. Also, there's more than just teacher pay that's kind of held up in this education funding. What else is at stake here?
So school construction projects are being held up. There's a lot of money that could have passed in the budget to go towards those. A lot of districts are having to hold up on that. Changes for course curriculums. So, you know, new classes that the state decided through other laws that they were going to say, we're going to, you know, change this history class or whatever and give new textbooks for that. A lot of those changes are being held up.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about what this means building by building as we move forward and now into the new year. And then another interesting fact in all of this is this kind of growing rural-urban divide when it comes to education funding, because counties like Wake and Mecklenburg are able to supplement their teachers' pays where rural counties really can't, and they've been doing that. And I know that Wake and Mecklenburg have adjusted mid-year budgets to give teachers some pay raises. Tell us a little bit more about this and, you know, what's happening in the urban areas and how that compares.
So somewhere like Wake County or Charlotte Mecklenburg schools, you know, they have a lot of money. They're able to kind of move around and say, we're going to cut back on this part of our budget to help teachers out. And so what that amounts to in Wake County is basically they had a planned 0.5% raise for teachers, and then they added another 0.5% very recently. And so that brings teachers to, you know, they're making at least 1% more this year than teachers in other districts. There's actually a study that came out from the Public School Forum earlier this year that showed that the gap between the average pay for teachers in the highest and lowest paying districts in North Carolina is more than $10,000.
Wow. And so that's just within North Carolina.
Right, just within the state.
And then I know one county in particular, Johnston County, announced that they're almost $9 million in the hole, a budget shortfall. How'd they get to that point?
I was talking to the district superintendent, and he's new. He came in the last few months and started running the numbers. They knew they had a deficit, but they weren't sure how much. And he says, you know, that the main reason that they don't have enough money to get through the school year without some help from the county is that they have a surplus of students who are exceptional children, students with exceptional needs who the cost of educating them is higher. They actually get a flat percent along with every other district in the state from the federal government to fund those education programs. But, you know, he is saying they have a higher percentage right. of students who have exceptional needs and about a 5% difference that results in about $9 million.
Any sense going forward now when the legislature does come back in January, how this impasse might end and what we might see in terms of teacher pay raises?
You know, I think teachers are really hoping that they're able to figure out the differences, that they're able to sit down at the table and really negotiate a little more. A lot of the negotiations have just been kind of crisscrossing press releases, you know, statements by the governor and General Assembly, and they haven't been able to really, you know, resolve that 5% difference in what they want to raise for teacher pay. So they say that's one of the first things they're going to address. I guess we'll see.
Cole Del Charco, WUNC's Fletcher Fellow for Education Policy Reporting. You can find out more about his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Cole, thank you very much.
You bet.
Just ahead, we're going to talk about unions in the South and the public's changing attitude toward labor organizing. We'll talk about that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.